In Georgia, abortion rights opponents have opted for a grassroots approach. As NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, they're taking their cause to citizens and political candidates.
Georgia Right to Life decided it wanted to do more than just talk about fighting abortion. It wanted to attract new members and strengthen its clout. So 5 years ago, members of the group asked more experienced anti-abortion activists in Michigan for help to get people motivated. Nancy Stith is executive director of Georgia Right to Life.
I came on board in December of 99. We had 8 chapters. And now we have 50 chapters in 75 counties. So we're almost halfway covering the state with chapters.
Building chapters in all of Georgia's 159 counties may be as simple as manning a county fair booth or getting a church to sponsor a forum to find leaders. In the past 2 years, this anti-abortion group has hired a full-time lobbyist at the state capitol. Pat Shivers has that job.
There has been tremendous joy when legislation passed the Senate in Georgia in the last couple of years, and then the frustration of not being allowed even a hearing in committees in the House, so that the pro-life legislation has been held up because they can't even have a hearing, and that's very frustrating.
The top legislative priorities in Georgia are similar to many states across the country: sponsoring legislation that would require special counseling for women before they could obtain an abortion, an unborn victims of violence law that would allow a perpetrator to be charged with 2 murders instead of 1 in the case of the death of a pregnant woman, and a measure to beef up the parental notification law. But perhaps one of the most notable ways this group has reached out to women is through television ads.
They said you wouldn't be bothered by a voice calling for you in the night. There would be no trail of cereal through the house, no spills or stray toys. The clock ticks, all is calm, and you realize there is still a voice.
5 years ago, the organization's budget was $50,000. It's now about $850,000. And in a southern state with conservative voters, many politicians have been avidly vying for Georgia Right to Life's seal of approval.
All right. So you want to sign in for your whole group?
Sure.
And just sign your name plus however many are here.
Okay, do you want everybody's name or just the group?
This group of mainly Catholic college students is in Atlanta while walking across the country this summer to protest abortion. The group is called Crossroads. They're road weary, a bit sunburned, but very determined. Matthew Mays is 20 years old and the walk leader. He's new to this movement.
I'm doing it because I have 5 friends that have had abortions, and they've all been hurt by it so tremendously that when I was called to help, I felt like I had to. I felt I could just sit here and do nothing while this is happening in my own country, and I want this to change.
Early one damp morning, outside a clinic where abortions are performed, 3 people stand with signs and literature hoping to talk women out of having abortions.
This is not a hospital. Abortion is not a safe procedure. You will not receive the life-saving help that you would have in a hospital. Abortion is a terrible way to die.
Louise Carper has been going to the clinics to protest since she came to Atlanta more than 13 years ago. She is like many longtime activists in the movement who believe that abortion is murder and that no matter what the courts decide, abortion must be stopped.
And so we go there to plead for the lives of those babies, but especially to lift up a better way. You don't have to kill your baby. There are people that will help you. And even if there was no one that helped you, God will help you for doing what's right.
Those fighting to end abortion say they will never give up or rely on others to do the work they feel they are called to do. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.